This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I want to hear your comments, Greca, because I'm sure you have your own opinion about what's going on. And I'm in a formulatory thing. I'm not trying to put any biblical thing on it, but I have a feeling, you know, that if we make bad decisions here, we're going to regret it. We need to be much more aggressive with Russia in terms of offering not only peace, but negotiations and absoluteness that we're not going to tolerate the current scorched earth policy in Ukraine. On the other hand, I think that we have to understand that we're dealing with a kind of a megalomaniac that doesn't give a crap about normal rules of engagement. And a lot of Russian soldiers are probably not keen on killing people who look and smell and talk even Russian inside Ukraine. So they're not highly motivated, and they're not even prepared to deal with this kind of battle. And now he's trying to bring in mercenaries from Syria under Assad and even help from China. I think if it shows that Putin...
I think that's propaganda. Do you have evidence for that, Doctor? I haven't seen any evidence
for that. I got tons of evidence of it. Tons of evidence.
I got a different point of view on this. I should send you the link with the interview that Richard Gage did at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He did a great interview with Paul Craig Roberts a couple days ago. And very clear, everything, you know, just... And I don't think Putin had any choice. I think he had to do what he did. I don't like what he did, but given that there are U.S. is running bioweapon labs in Ukraine, not only in Ukraine, also in Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Uzbekistan, circling Russia with bioweapon labs, and a lot of this information is going to come out soon about what exactly
the U.S. is up to. I know about all the bioweapons. No, actually, I don't think the bioweapon labs were the motivating factor, and I'll tell you why, because I'm an expert in bioweapons. Those bioweapon labs are just basically the residue of old Russian bioweapon labs. They just kept them alive. So it's a study of bioweapons developed by Russia and play around with them, just like our State Department did when I talked to Francis Boyle over 2.5 years ago and put together the EDGECAP patent for my oral vaccine, which the funder, Greg Ford, Dr. Green, decided not to fund. Is too busy with other projects for stem cell therapy. So,
well, I have to take issue with that, Doctor. That is not correct. The U.S. spent $100 million in Kazakhstan.
$100 million.
We have the data on this, Doctor.
I don't know all about the funding data. You see, we've been funding these labs everywhere, and it doesn't make sense. For example, I talked to Francis Boyle. After you put the 1989 Bioterrorism Act to try to reduce the number of BSL 3 and 4 labs, they increased them in the United States and other countries by 30 times. So I totally agree with
you. The number of labs increased in Ukraine. It's actually up to 30 labs.
I fully understand that. But the primary motivation for Russia is a warm water port for their Alaskan oil, which is their primary economy. And they actually thought they were going to be able to come into Ukraine because a lot of Ukrainians are Russian-speaking, especially in the east. And you've got to understand, before the fall of the Soviet Union, eastern Ukraine is where the long-range Russian intercontinental ballistic missiles were made and where the Russian, a lot of the technicians were actually supporting the Soviet Union. So a lot of those people are either Ukrainian and Russian or a mixed residue of people. And he thought, well, if I just get my warm water port, I'm all set. And then in 2014, the West decided to put in this guy, Zelenko, because there's a number of Ukrainians that don't want to be under the thumb of Russia, and they've been fighting against Russia since the Second World War. So my feeling is what we're dealing with right now is internal battle, and the Ukrainians are actually well enough supplied to actually stop in what we call urban warfare, the Russians, but they're using a scorched earth policy. They have to use either hitting them with shelling to shell the city or town all to hell so they can just move in. Eventually, what's going to happen, the Europeans and the people are going to put in a no-fly zone, and you're going to see the battle increase very, very intensively. And I honestly think that Russians will be soon in a position of taking what they want, which is their warm water port for their oil. But I don't think they're going to have the forces to either maintain or control or expand beyond Ukraine. The other republics they'd like to take, like Poland or the Baltics. And I think they'd like to take a lot.
I don't see any evidence at all. There's zero evidence that Russia wants to take Poland or the Baltics.
No, I'm fully aware of that. I'm fully aware of that, okay? The problem is, I don't think, even if we thought they might, I don't think they had resources to do it, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is, right now, the best possible outcome would be to stop this useless war where they're going to just shell a lot of citizens dead, give the Russians their warm water port in eastern parts of the country, and get the hell out of there, and stop this move toward the idea of making a Ukraine part of NATO, but make sure they have their own self-defenses so they can't have a future invasion by Russia or anybody else. But beyond that, I don't see the need. Now, why is this tied with the deep history and the Ages of Man book we have? Well, because I believe that previous civilizations had similar issues. We know that the fall of Atlantis and so on occurred when there's lots of very advanced technology. Now, we don't know the interaction between man-made technology and space and other things. We know that there was often a pole shift associated or solar and galactic events. Just like in April 29, we're going to have the passage of Apophis, which is an ancient Egyptian term for the destroyer asteroid. I think something like 4 to 6 times bigger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs and struck Central America 93 million years ago. But what I see happening is a series of bad decisions made by all parties, not just us. It's made by the Russians as well as us. That's moving us toward more death of civilians in Ukraine. And I don't think Russia really wants to try to, or they could try to, reestablish the Soviet Union. They may want to reestablish their warm water port because their economy is basically only oil. And with all these countries moving toward trying to get rid of oil, they get this giant market. I mean, right now the Europeans, Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines and so on. The Russians are willing to ready to cash in. Now, of course, with this latest move to block the Russians, it's going to get ugly. And I honestly think that if either party takes the wrong move, we're going to end up with an exchange of more advanced weapons that could bring us to a thermonuclear exchange, either on the battlefield or bigger. And I don't think it's by on purpose. I think that we will be on both sides suckered into this mess because we don't make right decisions.
The Russians do not bluff. That's what Scott Ritter said, and his interview was fantastic. I should send you that link.
I believe the Russians don't bluff, but here's what I think. The West is counting on the Russians don't bluff, but if they do certain things, we're going to respond in ways that they're not going to expect and not wanting to respond. That's why if we have, for example...
We don't have any ways to respond, Doctor. We do not have the manpower in Europe to do anything aggressive against Ukraine. We just don't have it.
No, you don't have to put manpower in. Let me explain what you have to do. If you put the S-300, S-400 anti-missile systems, which we can put along the borders, and we flip over from defensive nuclear weapons to offensive along all this eastern border of eastern former Soviet republics that are now part of NATO or NATO affiliates, Russia won't be able to actually invade because we'll actually have nukes aimed directly at Russia with a prevailing wind flow to actually affect them. Russia,
they're already in Ukraine, Doctor. They've already invaded. And they have the S-300 and S-400. Those are Russian systems, not American. We do not have the means to counter the Russia. They have their own no-fly zone imposed on Ukraine, and if we try to break that, it's going to be a head-to-head confrontation.
Let me explain this. You're talking to someone who worked at U.S. Space Command, so I'm familiar with the kind of weapon systems we have. We actually have weapon systems more advanced than Russia for anti-missiles and even space-based plasma weapons in near space around 28,000 miles up. So right now what's happening, if we, for example, had Donald Trump there, Trump would probably negotiate with Russia to let them take over their warm water port, and it would not have been an invasion. I think it's within around 90 days after Biden came in, the Russians put up all their troops there because they've been shelling the Donbass kids and other people that are Russian-speaking in eastern Ukraine that were actually trying to break off from Ukraine. And those republics were basically saying, we want to be affiliated with Russia, which are giving the Russians their warm water port. So the Russians finally, after years of being sick and tired of being their people being shelled there in these eastern republics, they finally decided to send an invading force in. So you have to see both sides of it. On the other hand, Russia doesn't stop there. As you say, they don't take a bluff. So Russia wanted to take more of the whole nation. So it's my feeling what we've done is we've actually pushed Russia to be more like Russians, which means they don't bluff. And in a sense, they've been actually suckered into a trap because you don't have to put troops there. I'll give an example of weapons that we don't talk about. We've got autonomous robot drones. These are actually AI, artificial intelligence, killer drones that can come in and wipe out an entire army in a hypersonic flight over a specific nation. We've got space-based weapons that the Russians don't have. Okay, we have
That's
other
right,
things.
But they can take down our space platforms. They've already demonstrated they can do that. As soon as we try to use those weapons, the Russians will take down those platforms, and this thing will escalate very, very quickly to nuclear.
Oh, yeah, I think they may have tried to attempt that. That's why they want to actually knock out our eyes. But I have a feeling people don't understand that Russia realizes they're not going to, there's no way to escape that.
Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Yeah, so, everything I have seen over the years is that we have been very, our science has not progressed very quickly. It's not, those systems are not very good. They're not very effective. You can't stop one of these hyper missiles that the Russians have now. You can't stop it. I heard Senator Lindsey Graham say the other day that the Russians are bluffing. He's a fool. He's a fool if he thinks they're bluffing. They're not bluffing.
Well, no, I don't think the Russians are bluffing. I think that they're overextending themselves in terms of conventional forces and what the conventional forces can do. In other words, they don't...
Hands off. They have been proceeding very slowly in Ukraine.
I understand that. I'm fully aware of that, but I think that the problem is, you see, they don't have the conventional forces to maintain the control they want. I mean, they may have had more of them during at the end of the Second World War, even in the late 90s when their economy collapsed. The reason why Gorbachev agreed to the, you know, to bring down this wall and so on, and Russia wanted to expand NATO, NATO expanded afterwards, is I don't think Russia, even with all their advanced systems that can take out some of our satellites, wants to engage because they can't stop a lot of the weapon systems they have. Even if they actually reduce a lot of them, they can't stop all of it. And it's my feeling that Russia...
You're talking about nuclear war, Doctor. You're talking about a full-scale nuclear war now.
Yeah, well, we're not, that's only one of the aspects. To give an example, besides nuclear, we have hacking into our financial things and weather warfare. For example, you're aware that both there's five nations that have weather warfare technology, right? The most advanced in the United States, the second, is Russia. A number of years ago, they had a large storm heading toward Brazil, and the Russians offered to actually move that storm so it wouldn't destroy this largest city in South America. The fact is, I don't think that people understand that, yes, Russia has very advanced systems, but so do we. But we have a little different modus of when we finally activate. The Russians don't bluff, but when push comes to shove, America steps in. And that's why World War One and World War Two were basically won by the United States. World War Three is already, the fact is, it's financially, we've already crippled Russia, and we can easily cripple China to try to take Taiwan. They can't really resort to nuclear weapons because, yes, maybe they take on some of our space-based platforms. They can't stop all of them. And if they do that, they'll immediately precipitate. Give an example, within minutes they can actually have Eastern European missile systems flip out their missiles and put in nuclear warfare devices. They actually can come in at hypersonic speeds to Russia, and they won't have any response time as their cities go up in nuclear flames.
I'm afraid I have to differ with you, Doctor, because Michael Hudson, the economist, posted an article a few days ago about ricocheting back on us, and are going to destroy the dollar, you know, our reserve currency and our economy. This is coming back on us a lot harder than people understand. And Russia protected itself by aligning closely with China. They can sell their oil and gas to China. There's no problem. They're not going to be destroyed by the sanctions.
Oh, no, I don't think the sanctions are the key to this here at all. I agree with you. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact is that, you know, in this current situation, there's no winners. So in order to make some degree of winning, which is after you have a war like World War One or Two, you have to sit down, decide how to curb up the beast, in other words, the system, so that you can have surviving countries, whether it's, you know, Germany or Russia or whatever. Because Russia is not going to just disappear into the darkness, I have a feeling that they're going to get some of the things they want. But give an example. This year I expect to see that the Republicans will take back the House and Senate, and you'll see the impeachment of Biden and Harris, and you'll see a proxy Speaker of the House that will take over and be president until 2024. And the oil and gas production by American, for example, there's one seam in Wyoming, has enough coal for many tens of thousands of years for the entire planet. Just Wyoming, lowest sulfur coal in the world. We look at Alaska. We look at the Canadian oil tar sands, because I was their doctor for years. We have enough oil as American gas and considering fracking. We don't even need to worry about this, and eventually we'll move toward fusion technology and star-based technology down, you know, decades from now. So the problem I see is that as people don't have enough foresight to realize, and there's also galactic and solar events happening. Coming. In 2024, we have a solar event that's going to happen. In 2029, we have another passage of Apophis, so the destroyer asteroid that's going to pass with this debris field that is seven times bigger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs. But it's not going to hit Earth. It's going to pass by two lunar distances from Earth. But its debris field will come in, and some of these comets and so on will strike Earth. It was a massive, you know, field. I think what happens is we try to disconnect ourselves from solar and galactic events. And also from weather, for example, we already have weather warfare technology, both us and Russians and other nations, five nations. And so without even actually triggering off a war, you can trigger off weather events that could defeat another nation without ever actually firing one bullet. We can also do hacking, you know, hacking into the economy, hacking into, you know, finances and transactions. Right now we decided to do some major financial things to Russia. But they can do things to us. I mean, without firing one bullet, Russia can do things that affect our credit cards and even our air traffic controllers. Even if they want to shut down all flights, they can do that too. So, in other words, what I'm saying is it's a no-win situation where if you don't negotiate with your enemy, you can have a total stale failure of both sides. And, you know, who's the pyrrhic victor of this? Nobody is.
So, well, Doctor, you nailed it earlier when you mentioned the issue of leadership. That is the reason we are in this mess, because we do not have leadership. All the U.S. had to do was listen. How hard is it to listen to what the other side is saying?
No, I don't tell you. I told you.
She nailed it when she blamed this whole crisis on Biden because he did not listen.
Well, I totally understand it. The fact is they're trying to... Biden basically is destroying the energy industry, and they didn't listen to the Russians when they're saying, why are you bombing? Remember a few Christmases ago, the Donbass kids were being bombed by Ukrainians, and actually they're killing civilians by shelling them. But really, the Russians were getting very pissed off and said eventually they put, you know, 90,000 troops on the border. I'm thinking, if we just listened to the Russians and stopped the Ukrainians from doing this, instead we actually gave more weapons to the Ukrainians rather than saying, you guys got to sit down at the table and stop this, you're going to have a full-force invasion. So, in other words, it's like, as parents of the civilization, not sitting down with the kids and saying, you got to stop trying to kill each other, otherwise somebody's going to die. And I agree with you. I think what we're doing right now is temporizing. I think in the next few weeks, I think Biden's going to meet with people in Brussels. But, I mean, it's too little too late. What I see happening is, this should have never happened. They shouldn't have allowed the Ukrainians to bomb eastern Ukraine and these breakoff republics that want to join Russia. They should not have allowed Russia to just kind of try to take over the entire country when there's no need for it, when they probably didn't even need to, and they can't even hold it as they did. I mean, yes, they got more advanced weapons, but conventional warfare, which is, you know, city to city, street to street, the Russians are basically outmatched. The Ukrainians, along with what they've been developing for decades now...
Doctor, I have to disagree. I think that's probably...
Well, let me finish.
They've been very restrained. They've been restrained in what they're doing.
I know that, but I agree with you, but they've been restrained by not using the kind of just scorched earth policies, which they often resort to. If they start using scorched earth policies and killing with fuel air bombs and other things, they're going to inflame NATO and so on to start doing really bad stuff to Russia. Really bad stuff. And Russia cannot withstand it. They might try to pretend they're all powerful, but they're not.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call...
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia has now imposed sanctions against United States President Joe Biden, his son, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other U.S. officials and individuals associated with them, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. The statement went on to explain that this is a retaliation step, and it was inevitable as the consequences of the extremely Russophobic course taken by the current U.S. administration, which in a desperate attempt to maintain has relied, discarding all decency, on the frontal constricting of Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed Russia's recent sanctions against U.S. top officials, saying the restrictions won't have much of an impact. Just 2 weeks after the U.K. dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mitigation measure, COVID-19 cases were up 48% in the U.K. compared to the week before. Hospitalizations were up by 27% over the same period. This is USA Radio News. Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. Another large group of migrants, this time 122 of them, arrived by boat into the United States, landing north of Key West, Florida. The migrants' arrival was a maritime smuggling event, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Walter Slosar. Slosar said there's a coordinated response with our state, local, and federal partners, and then get those individuals processed and transported to our local station. The arrival comes little more than a week after another boat carrying over 300 migrants, also believed to be from Haiti, ran aground near Key Largo. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
Interesting discussion today, and if you have a question about this, the facts that I have so far in this is that many of these wars have multiple sides. For example, these new wars can be hack wars, where affecting commerce, air traffic. I had years ago air traffic controllers contact me and tell me that they could shut down all flights all over North America and worldwide. That the Russians are not killing all these Ukrainian troops are fighting them because many of them are Russian-speaking Ukrainians. We have been shelling the Donbass kids and people in the Eastern Republics with the help of the United States for years, supporting the Zelensky government that didn't want to have these break-off republics. But they're basically local republics that wanted to join Russia and were primary parts of the old Soviet Union that were primarily Russian-speaking and technicians and so on. So to some extent, you know, Ukraine is a bit of a kind of like a manufactured, if you want to call it, country. For example, a good part of Western Ukraine is a very heavily speaking kind of Hungarian section, and the Ukrainians didn't even want people speaking Hungarian. They wanted to actually have them speak only Ukrainian. So a lot of the Hungarian-speaking, you know, Ukrainians basically got ticked off, saying, "Well, you don't let us speak our own language." So we're dealing with a lack of kind of common sense and decency and willingness to work on negotiations on both sides. And the stubbornness of Zelenko and the West and the stubbornness of Putin on the other side is a bad formula right now, and I don't know how many more people need to die before they finally reach the point where they realize if they use more advanced weapons, this is going to get very ugly very quickly. That's my impression.
People need to understand, Doctor, let me make a point. People need to understand that this crisis has happened because for 20 years, Putin has tried to engage with the West and do diplomacy with the West because the Russia wanted to be part of Europe. And the United States has stiffed him again and again and again. You know, just treated him like a...
Oh, no, I totally agree. And then that's why, for example, they've been up all these things about, you know, that Trump was basically a Russian, if you will, spy or ally. And he was just trying to negotiate to bring Russia back into the G8 and doing financial things that was good for Russia. I mean, if Trump was a president, he would have negotiated something that would make Russia happy, and none of this would probably have happened. Right? They'd be in the G8. They'd actually have their warm water port. They would actually be able to do their, you know, their long range under, you know, Black Sea and other ones, you know, pipelines bringing in oil and gas. And they would have to be, in a sense, an extended part of Europe, rather than worrying about whether you have NATO. Why do you need NATO when the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore? Right?
Exactly. They should have absorbed, we should have done away with NATO back in the 90s, but look, the reason they didn't is because the plan all along, in my opinion, has been to get rid of a sovereign Russia. They want to balkanize Russia. They want to get, you know, they want it to be controlled by the Western bankers and corporate CEOs so they can get on with the project of looting Siberia. They don't want Russia to exist.
Oh, I don't know that that's true. I mean, honestly, I think and part of the reason why, for example, Russia doesn't agree with genetically modified food, even these GMO vaccines. You know that, right?
Right.
So what's happening in Russia realizes, is to some extent, Russia is fighting what's called the Global New World Order with Klaus Schwab and the global Nazis and globalists, because really we're fighting what's called the Fourth Reich. When we look at the Canadian Prime Minister, we look at our current leader in America, we're seeing basically the different faces, but it's all basically the faces of the fourth, if you want to call it, Nazi World Order Reich. The New World Order basically is now the Third Reich. But the Fourth Reich, for example, the OSS and the later become the NSA and the CIA, these were originally German, if you want to call it, intel agents and scientists who later become parts of our intel agencies. And since part of the globalism we're dealing with actually is a reproduction and internalization of the New World Order. So I agree with you. I think in Russia, it's not stupid enough to realize that if they had, for example, Trump in there, he probably would have negotiated to bring him back in the G8. They would have had a warm water port. They would have not be in this kind of military posture right now.
Just look what we've done in Germany, Doctor. Germany is, we need to talk about Germany because Germany is the industrial heart of Europe, the most prosperous and important country in Europe, and now its industry is going to grind to a halt, literally grind to a halt, and we have actually destroyed our ally, Germany, with these sanctions, and by not recognizing that Germany and Russia are natural trading partners. You know, Germany needs the oil and gas from Russia, and we got an empty pipeline sitting there. They're not even using it because the U.S. has, and you know, we have managed to, you know, shut all this down because the U.S. is threatened by a trade relationship between Russia and Germany. That's really at the core of this whole crisis.
I agree that to a great extent that could have, should have. I guarantee you that if Trump was in as president, he would have worked on something. He would have said, "Don't do this and that, Putin." But we're going to negotiate with something that's going to make you happy. So I agree. And, you know, I think that by keeping Russia on the outs for the last 20 years since the fall of the Soviet Union, it's been a big problem. Actually, it's longer now, 30 years, since the late 90s, or, you know, early 90s. So what's happening right now, basically, Russia has finally reached the point of, you know, their economy is about the same size as Spain, with 3 times the population, but it's basically based on energy, oil, and gas, so very little high-tech and other things there, other than maybe some fertilizer and so on. You know, Russia is properly managed could actually become a fairly big trading partner with Europe in terms of especially, you know, training and education. A lot of the people, they have a pretty good education there. They could be traveling back and forth and doing technical work in European countries and working in Russia as well. But there's always been an attempt to keep Russia at a distance, isn't there?
Right. By the United States, mainly. Primarily the U.S.
Right. So, here's what my feeling is. If this battle hangs out for a period of time, by the fall, which is 6 months from now, Biden and the globalists are going to lose, because basically Biden is an example of Klaus Schwab and the Nazis in Europe trying to control the world order. And if Trump or Trump-like people get in there, I have a feeling that you're going to start seeing negotiations towards some kind of a peaceful end to this foolishness and give Russia some of the things he wants, including a decent economy, and stop this. You know, personally, NATO should have been done away with back 20, 30 years ago. This is all part of a game, isn't it?
Well, the U.S. is determined to be the lone superpower in the world and tell everybody what to do, and we live in a multipolar world now, and the Chinese, they're not going to listen to that either, you know.
Well, I don't buy that to the Chinese. The Chinese are totally basically our manufacturers, so the thing is that the Chinese won't be happy, because if they decide to make major moves on Taiwan and other things, their economy will crash and burn, and they'll just move a lot of the companies that are basically international out of China into local countries like Vietnam and so on. So China won't do so well if they actually, you know, play along with this game too, and neither is Russia. I mean, the Russians' response to this, which is really aggressive, is not going to win them friends and neighbors.
Well, my point, Doctor, is that they're not going to take our orders. The Chinese and Russians are independent.
Not a matter of taking orders. Well, I don't think it's a matter of orders. For example, if you had somebody negotiating that's reasonable to the person to talk to, like Donald Trump, you would have probably had somebody that would allow them to have a kind of a trading corridor, but not to kind of take back over Taiwan for the Chinese when they're pushing the Uyghurs to actually, you know, sterilize more and make them take out their organs and do other things. I think what people don't understand is what's going on. There's a number of dictatorial nations that are way beyond us that are bad, like Iran and Russia and China. And these nations could be westernized if we'd actually treat them more reasonably and force them, in a sense, into a westernization process that would actually give their citizens more control of their internal economy. For example, right now we have protests in Russia that they don't want people to be attacking Ukraine. Well, a lot of those people are Russian-speaking Ukrainians. They've got relatives back and forth across the border. So my feeling is part of the problem with the soldiers attacking, it's like attacking your cousin across in Ukraine from Russia. They often speak the same language and actually maybe look the same. It's kind of a stupid way we're approaching this whole process, isn't it? Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, and that also explains why the Russians are being very kind to be careful and not kill civilians.
Well, it's not a matter of following orders. It's a matter of working on something that everybody can agree to. But, you know, how many dead bodies do you need before you finally decide to do that?
The United States, we're not in the business of diplomacy. We don't have statesmen. We do not have people who really are capable of diplomacy.
Well,
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
Go in less than 6 months, which I'm pretty certain you'll see oil and gas come back here in America. And I took care of the people in Petro-Canada. There's enough oil and gas just in Alberta and Saskatchewan tar sands and in Alaska to there are thousands of times more than all the oil reserves in the world. So, you know, it's a matter of whether or not you pull out the Anwar and Alaska and these other things. But we've had some very incompetent, self-destructive people here in power with Joe Biden's inaction. I'm willing to, if you're willing to negotiate, you'd work on something so you don't have to go to war. So nobody's going to win in the war situation. Nobody's going to beat it. This will be a Pyrrhic victory, as they say. So
everybody loses, that's right. Everybody
loses. So it's my guess is that, you know, China trying to say, hey, don't, tell us all this about Taiwan. Taiwan's a separate country. And if they try to take over Taiwan, it'll be really, really ugly. Just my own accountant's father, you know, his wife's father was the director of the Taiwanese Air Force. And boy, they're prepared. They're as prepared as the Israelis for attack. And as the Russians try to attack Taiwan with all the anti-missile, anti-submarine systems that they have over the decades, it'll be a disaster for China. It's a similar kind of thing to Ukraine. I mean, they've been building up these defensive systems in Ukraine for years, and now we're pouring all these weapon systems there, and if we did it even quicker. But it's, to be honest with you, the idea is not a matter of just defending Ukraine. Don't have the war in the first place. How many dead citizens do you need before you finally decide to have peace? Right?
Yeah, and from my point of view, Ukraine is not really an independent country. It is not a Western democracy. It is really just an arm of the United States. We have been controlling Ukraine, pulling the strings over there. And Zelensky actually insinuated this in one of his recent statements.
I agree. In fact, one of the islands that's owned by Zelensky is half owned by Joe Biden. Did you know that? I think it's in the Caribbean.
Not surprised.
So, you know, you have to understand there's a little bit more to this, but what you see there actually is pretty kind of not only disgusting, but it's dangerous too. But I'll tell you what I think is likely to happen out of this is that you're going to see Russia get its warm water port. The Democratic Party is going to be destroyed. The U.S. economy will come back, oil and gas and power. Whatever nation plays ball with us, once the Republicans get back in party, we'll probably work on some kind of negotiated deal. And hopefully Russia can become part of the world economy again, because they've always been kept on the outs. Because it's not a good idea to get a big, powerful country like Russia and always be on the outs with the rest of the world. Right?
I hope it's not too late, Doctor. I hope we can still, repair this. And
well, whether it's Trump or a Trump, nominee, I think whether it's the midterm elections, because I honestly think that Biden will basically, and Harris will be removed by the midterms, and impeached. And then by 2024, which is 2 years after that, we'll be dealing with a new Republican government that's much more likely to negotiate agreements rather than trying to negotiate and figure out how to create war. That's why Trump, and they kept on saying Trump's going to start a war when he didn't. I mean, everything Trump did was the exact opposite. What I would say is that the people have to understand he always wanted to work out something rather than the idea of moving toward a kind of a war footing. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm waiting for these clear-thinking leaders to step forward, because I look across the I don't see them.
Well, Putin's leaders, he's already fired a bunch of his people that were his intel agents inside Russia, because he's ticked off they let Putin waltz in and just take over Ukraine. He got bad intel. And to be honest with you, I think he walked into a trap, and the trap is this. Yes, with conventional weapons, you're going to get bogged down. You're not going to win unless you go crazy and use unconventional or advanced weapons, like Skirt's Doris policy. If he does, it's going to force NATO and these other nations to start using much more advanced weapons, which we have and Europe has. It's not a matter of number of military personnel. It's a matter of, do you want to use these more advanced technology, or even fracking and hacking and all the other space-based weather modification that you can do against your enemy, which is nobody's going to be better off. I mean, look at some of the things that we can do with weather modifications and earthquakes and everything now. I mean, things are pretty scary and high-tech now, aren't they?
That's right, and if you do that kind of escalation, Doctor, if we do it, or Russia, I don't think Russia will do it, if we start it, I think you're very quickly get into an escalation to nuclear. I mean, there's no way to control it. There's no way to control, limit the damage with this.
I totally agree. That's why you have common sense as to start preventing now, rather than just waiting until things are going to settle down on their own. They're not going to settle down. So in terms of the earth changes in your book, which is we're going to talk about here in the last few minutes, you talk about the fact that there's ancient civilizations that probably had high technology like this. Some of them probably had scalar technology. They knew about galactic and solar events. But previous civilizations have fallen. There's underground tunnels all over the world. If you were to summarize, in the last 200 and some thousand years, there's five polar shift changes. My feeling is civilization has had both geopolitical and military and other types of ancient war between Atlantis and Mu, the two different major empires back in ancient times that were recorded by the Greeks. My feeling is that we've had probably solar and galactic and other events that have combined with human history to collapse civilization, and small amounts of society survived the collapses and came back out of hiding after maybe God knows how many months or years. What's your comments about this stuff? What would you say is likely to happen? Because I honestly think that if we had a thermonuclear war, probably 95% of Americans would die either immediately or in the next 6 months. And a small percentage would survive it, one way or the other.
That's right. And the people who were vaccinated, vaxxed, as I call it, are going to be the first to die because their immune systems are probably already damaged. So you add radiation to that, and it's going to be lethal.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. But you can dig nutraceuticals and can repair it, like our immune support and other things that will repair your immune system. But most people are not aware, and they're getting all kinds of bad news and information from many doctors like Dr. McCullough and all kinds of other people that are talking about some of the issues about the vaccines, but they don't have solutions. I have solutions. First line defense kit, immune support protocol, and even the VasiCare, even what's called the EduCap technology that allows you to actually create immunity. And we were about to do funding, and all of a sudden, I think our funder, Dr. Greg Green, decided to pull because he's working on another project with stem cells. So, you know, I'm still working to see if I, because I don't believe coronavirus is going away. I think it's going to continue mutating and creating new strains, whether it comes back endemically every year, or we have major strains just emerge and all of a sudden just start smashing this society. I don't think it's gone by any means. Especially the people who are vaccinated are going to create new strains.
Is there any news on the EduCap, Doctor?
Yeah, the news is basically they pulled funding and decided not to proceed with it. So I have to find another source. Yeah. They were ready to do it and then decided not to because we've got too many other projects going on in other countries.
What about recruiting investors to put in, each one put in like $5,000 and try to...
Well, here's the problem. I have enough investor that could put in enough money to get the basic project going, but then I put a target on my back. Because if you're a single doctor and you invent a technology that alters anything like survival rates, they want to kill you. Okay, so I would put a target on my back. I have to pass over to a big biotech company in multiple countries. In fact, I almost give other countries the patent and just say, look, once you get a production, give me a kind of percentage on it. But otherwise, I'm not asking for you to give me a ton of money up front. Just get the damn thing going. Because I don't think coronavirus is gone. And I think other pathogens are coming out. The same technology can be used to stop, you know, West Nile virus or whatever else. So, in other words, if a new pathogen arises, my technology can be used to neutralize it too.
Right, exactly.
So it's important people know. So Deagle has the answers. I mean, to how to fix these things. That's why when you listen to me, even though it sounds like I'm an opposite viewpoint, I'm in more of a common sense viewpoint of bad things happen on both sides, but if they proceed on the other side, the U.S. or Russia or in Ukraine, bad things are going to get much worse and then we're out of control. But common sense has not proceeded so far, right?
That's right, and I've been resorting to deep prayer at this point.
Yeah, no wonder. Great. We'll have a good discussion next week. Spend most of our time talking about Ukraine. appreciate it. Get your orders in. The spring sale is on. Get your nutraceuticals to protect you from radiation. In fact, I have my own son wanted another one of my radiation detectors. Make sure you take your protection against coronavirus. Barack Obama came up positive. It's not gone. It's just mutating and changes to new strains, which are affecting people that were previously thought they were going to be immune because they already had a coronavirus infection. The vaccines and the virus does not vaccinate you or give you immunity. It doesn't. It keeps coming back and hitting you and hitting and hitting you. And we have ways of rescuing your immune system from it. So get them at NutriMedical.com. Thank you, Mark Gaffney. Your book again is Deep History and the Age of the Man. We will see you again next week. Take care. God bless.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's life support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.